SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A law enforcement official in the US state of Texas says police made the wrong decision in waiting nearly an hour for additional officers to come before storming into a primary school classroom where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. Colonel Steve McCraw is the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety and faced extensive questioning following days of concern about the police response. Police say the gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde unobstructed through an unlocked door. It's been revealed 18-year-old Salvador Ramos had been outside the school for 12 minutes before going inside and was on the premises for up to 1 hour before a tactical unit led by United States border agents killed him.
Hey, the benefit of... Hey, stand by, stand by. Hey, stand by. Hey, stand by, all right? I got it. Okay. Hey, from the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change.
Video has emerged of parents pleading with officers to charge into the classroom where Salvador Ramos was carrying out the massacre. Colonel McCraw says survivors, including children, were calling the 911 emergency number from the classroom long after the gunman entered. At a memorial on the town square, the reaction to this news was mixed. Jose Ali attended Robb Elementary and says he had nephews and nieces at the school that day.
What kind of job do they have? I mean, they're like this is on the back of the cop car to protect and serve. Protect who? Why didn't they protect kids?
Raul Enolasco is a retired teacher at Uvalde High School and says emotions are high and that people shouldn't rush to judgment.
We really need to be careful with what we say, especially when our emotions are high. We need to let things cool down a little bit so we can think clearly. You don't know what these police officers are going through.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has responded to the revelation, saying he was misled about the police response.
I am livid about what happened. I was on this very stage 2 days ago, and I was telling the public information that had been told to me in a room just a few yards behind where we're located right now. I wrote down hand notes in detail about what everybody in that room told me in sequential order about what happened. And when I came out here on this stage and told the public what happened, it was a recitation of what people in that room told me, whether it be law enforcement officials or non-law enforcement officials, whatever the case may be. And as everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association has decided to go ahead with its annual convention in Houston, which has prompted protests about its timing as it comes just 3 days after the massacre. Former President Donald Trump addressed the conference, saying every school should have a single point of entry, strong fencing and metal detectors, and an armed police official or guard to prevent such mass shootings at schools.
And we need to expand funding, recruiting and training for police departments nationwide. This is not a matter of money. This is a matter of will. If the United States has $40 billion to send to Ukraine, we should be able to do whatever it takes to keep our children safe at home. We spent trillions in Iraq, trillions in Afghanistan. We got nothing. Before we nation build the rest of the world, we should be building safe schools for our own children in our own nation, right?
Mr. Trump also called for a minute's silence to honor the victims. Senator Ted Cruz also attended. Mr. Cruz condemned the shooting as evil, but says changing gun laws or further restricting access to firearms is not the answer.
For millions of Americans, the right to keep and bear arms is not theoretical, it's not abstract. For a single mom in a dangerous neighborhood, it is a matter of basic security. Taking guns away from these responsible Americans will not make them safer, nor will it make our nation more secure. Ultimately, as we all know, what stops armed bad guys is armed good guys.
Across the street, protests against gun violence. U.S. Representative Congresswoman Sheila Jackson was there.
So what I'm asking for the NRA to do is to cancel itself. Cancel yourself right now. Walk out of the building that is paid for by taxpayer dollars. Cancel yourself today. Cancel yourself tomorrow. Cancel yourself on Sunday. Walk out.
The Democratic candidate running for governor of Texas, Beto O'Rourke, also attended the demonstrations and called for urgent reform.
That the time for us to have stopped Uvalde was right after Sandy Hook. The time for us to have stopped Uvalde was right after Parkland. The time for us to have stopped Uvalde was right after Santa Fe High School. The time for us to stop the next mass shooting in this country is right now, right here, today, with every single one of us.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.